our governor doesn't get it and the president does get it.
Representative Rick Kreisman spoke to a crowd of about a dozen last night at a community meeting in St. Petersburg. The event, hosted by the Florida Consumer Action Network, gave residents an opportunity to learn how Obama's Jobs Act will impact local economies. He says the president understands the three main components that drive economic recovery.
President Obama is targeting funding for infrastructure. He's targeting funding for education, make sure we have enough teachers, keep the ones we've got and we can hire more. And he's targeting public safety by making sure that we've got police officers and firefighters on the street. Here in St. Petersburg, I've said this for years, you're trying to attract a new business here. They're going to come to a community or to a state where there's a quality education system, where the business, the employees of the business are safe, and where it's easy to get to and from work.
The president's plan includes giving Florida more than $1.5 billion towards highway, transit, rail, and aviation. The state would also receive almost $3 billion towards keeping teachers, firefighters, and police officers on the job, as well as refurbishing and modernizing public schools. Kreisman says this Jobs Act would put more focus on putting the middle class, veterans, and recently graduated college students back to work. He adds he expects the federal government to try to bypass the state when it comes to dispersing the money.
It's going to be grants that go directly to the cities and to the county. I know that if I was the president, that's what I would do, because sure, I certainly wouldn't want the state of Florida getting its hands on that money. That's assuming they would accept it. And certainly if the president were to say to Florida, we're going to give you that money, I wouldn't trust that our governor would take it.
Last month, the Senate blocked the jobs package in its entirety. The president is now attempting to pass the legislation in pieces. However, so far, the Senate has already blocked $35 billion to hire teachers and first responders, as well as $50 billion in highway, rail, and transit improvements. And just yesterday, the president spoke in Pennsylvania, urging Senate members to pass the next piece of the act, which would extend and expand the payroll tax holiday. They are set to vote on the president's proposal this week. Representative Kreisman says it's now up to Americans to push legislators to make the right move.
People need to speak out. They need to write letters to the editor. They need to contact their legislators in Congress, their senators, their representatives, and they need to tell them that, you know, this isn't about trying to create a one-term president. This is about moving the country forward, and it's time to put partisanship behind you and focus on what's best for the country. And it isn't about big corporations. It's about the men and women of the middle class who are just trying to survive.
To learn more about the Jobs Act, go to whitehouse.gov/economy/jobs-act. The website also provides the tools to calculate exactly how many jobs the legislation will bring to areas like St. Petersburg. For WMNF News in St. Pete, I'm Sarah Curran.